And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is leadership. Each of my guests is explaining leadership, whether it's in business or in politics. My next guest is Ventura City Manager. We're going to discuss several hot topics around Ventura, including the WAVE Project. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. That's the same number that you use to call in and win two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe. We've had three callers waiting on the fourth caller. The next person who calls in at 639-0008 is the winner of two certificates for two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura, 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other in Oxnard at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose. My next guest, Rick Cole, is Ventura City Manager and has been such since 2004. He succeeded Donna Landeros in that particular role. Under the city's adopted charter, the Citizens of Ventura in 1934, the city manager is the administrative head of the city government. He's responsible to the city council for the administration of all city affairs, including hiring and firing of department heads, preparing the annual budget, and ensuring the effective implementation of the city council's policies and priorities. The city manager advises the city council on strategic direction for the city and responding to the changing community needs. Most of all, the city manager provides overall organizational leadership to ensure that the effective daily delivery of services, projects, and programs guided by the city's 2005 general plan. Welcome to the show, Rick, or I should say welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, thank you for being here. And what prompted us to get together again was the guest that I had on several weeks ago, Bob McCord. We were talking about the WAVE Project. WAVE Project is an acronym, and it stands for Working Artists of Ventura. And Bob McCord had written an article titled Hornswoggled Again, and that article appeared in his newsletter. I asked him to come in and to talk about that particular article. He had done some extensive research on the subject matter, but there were some points that probably need clarifying. So let's go through that. The building is in question is at the off-ramp of the 101 freeway at Ventura Avenue and also Thompson Boulevard. And it's a mixed-use project. It has retail stores on the floor. It has inexpensive housing apartments in the middle and then some high-end condos at the top. So let's talk a little bit about the history of that project and where we are today with the WAVE building.
The project originated from the tough economic times for artists in the 10 years ago. You know, things have kind of reversed. 10 years ago, people were complaining that rents were too high, housing prices were too high, and they were being forced to leave Ventura. One of the things that most people don't realize about looking at our town, because it's primarily made up of single-family homes, is what a high percentage of renters we have.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily high.
Nearly half the population rents. And so when housing prices get to nosebleed levels, as they did in 2005, 2006, a lot of people were having to look around for less expensive housing somewhere else. And the city's made a major commitment, not just as a government, but really as a community. All the people that are supported the Rubicon Theater, the Ventura Music Festival, Focus on the Masters, all these are grassroots efforts, nonprofits that have tried to support an artistic renaissance. And that's led to a lot of jobs in our community. We're an expensive place to do business as well as an expensive place to live here in coastal California. So one of the industries or industry clusters that has done well on the coast here has been people in the creative fields, and not just artists who sell art in a gallery, but people who work in artistic fields, in design, in the world of content, in the new media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have 17 new internet startup companies in our Ventura Ventures incubator downtown.
And let's not forget Brooks Institute up on the avenue as
Absolutely.
Well, in film and videography.
So this project, to get back to your original question, was born out of, is there a way that we could partner with a nonprofit organization to provide housing that artists could afford and that the rents would be stable? And there are some federal and state programs that offer both direct aid as well as tax credits to projects like this. And there was a national nonprofit that specialized in doing this. They came to Ventura. They asked if we were interested in helping them find a site. We eventually did find them a site. They lined up the financing for the project. And then as they tried to sharpen their pencils and figure out, well, is this going to work, they ended up pulling out of the project because they had wanted to downsize the units so that they weren't live-work. They were solely small apartments where artists and their families. And one of the appeals to us in partnering with them was that we'd actually have artist studios where artists would be producing art.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a potential tourist draw as well, and it has been since the project opened. So a second nonprofit stepped forward, and they're the ones who brought the project into being and lined up public and private financing, state, federal, county, city redevelopment, and private tax credits and private investors to put together a really remarkable $65 million package.
So $65 million of that, how much of that is Ventura City money, Rick, that's involved in that? In other words, taxpayer money directly involved in the building?
About $3 million of redevelopment set aside, much of it in the form of loans. And that's where VREG's concern lies, and it's a legitimate concern. It's a concern we share. It's whether those loans will be repaid and whether the security on those loans is adequate. There's no question that there's been a dramatic change in housing economics since the project was designed. There are projects that got built that have gone belly up, gone into foreclosure. There have been projects that haven't been built, and this was one of those projects that sort of fell in that window. It got built. It has not gone bankrupt. It is still solvent. But the banks have that lent the construction money for the private money for building the project, they have postponed repayment for 5 years so that the project can meet its obligations. So they haven't written down anything, and we haven't written down anything. We're still whole, but we're all hoping that there'll be a recovery in the economy so that that there won't have to be a loss of repayment of the loan plus interest.
All right, so the payments have been pushed off for 5 years. My guest is Rick Cole, the Ventura City Manager. We're talking about the WAVE project. How many of the units that were designed as low-income artist units are currently occupied?
100% of them, all 54 of them.
All 54
occupied. They were occupied from day one.
Okay, so we have all of the revenue coming in from those people renting those places.
Yeah. And the part that that hasn't gone well is the expected sale of the for-profit units. This was designed as a project that would in part pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the for-profit units were pegged at a price that seemed realistic to private investors back in 2006, but seems wildly unrealistic when we look at the economy today. So those are now fully rented. And so we're getting rental income off of them.
But are we getting fair market value on the rentals for those units?
We are getting fair market value.
So
on
a unit that was $1.1 million, what's fair market rental for one of those units, approximately? I'm not asking to the penny.
I don't know offhand what the rental
okay.
Is because we're not doing the renting. But I do know that they're fully leased out at the
Good.
Moment at market prices. And we hope that in 5 years there'll be a sufficient recovery in the housing market that either the loans can be retired or they can be extended.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. So, Rick, then it leaves the bottom floor, the retail space down at the bottom. How much of the retail space is currently occupied?
None of it. It's a fairly small. It's about 6,000 square feet. So it's, you know, really a couple of small stores.
Broken up between four storefronts
yeah.
down there. So about 1,500 each.
And this has been a tough time to rent existing retail space, let alone add new space in downtown. They've had some interest from some interesting potential tenants, but no leases have been signed.
No leases have been signed at this point. How much of the revenue model is based on income that comes in from the retail space down below?
Very little, because it's off the beaten path. They never thought they would get downtown rates in that space. It was really in some ways gravy for the project if it worked.
All right. Great. So that's the WAVE project. Is there anything else that we need to discuss on the WAVE project that may have been misrepresented in the earlier interview, or does that pretty well cover it?
Oh, I don't think anything was misrepresented. I think there's some things that are misunderstood, the most important of which is that it was not entirely public money. That's part of the reason we're in the fix we're in, is our loan is subordinate to private investment and private construction loans. So I don't think that was misrepresented. I just think it's misunderstood that there's a significant amount of private dollars ahead of us who are at risk as well in this project. And the second thing that I think is widely misunderstood, not by Bob McCord, but I think the average citizen of Ventura, is that the state law requires that 20 to 30%, depending upon the age of a redevelopment zone, 20 to 30% of the dollars that are generated by redevelopment is by law required to be used for affordable housing. And every city in Ventura County that has a redevelopment agency has to put that portion of the money into housing projects for affordable housing. So someone may say, well, I don't particularly want my tax money going to provide subsidized housing for a bunch of artists. They're entitled to that opinion. They might even be in a majority on any given day. But the reality is that we have to spend that money on affordable housing. And so we've spent affordable housing money on farm workers. We've spent affordable housing on low-income families. We've spent money on housing for formerly homeless people. And we've also spent, in this project, money that is required by law to be spent on affordable housing for artists in our community.
And that 20 to 30% that is by law required to be dedicated to affordable housing, that ties into money that we get from the state as well. If we meet that goal, don't we also get grants and some sort of credits from the state for meeting that goal?
Certainly you can't get credits without meeting that goal. That's
okay,
correct.
So it's without meeting that goal, we don't get the credits. Has Ventura ever missed getting those credits because we haven't been able to fulfill the affordable housing portion of our commitment?
It's always a difficult challenge because the state agency is always looking very hard at what we're doing. We've never been ineligible. Currently, however, our housing element is under review.
Under review. All right, great. My guest is Rick Cole. He's the Ventura City Manager. Rick, I want to change from the expense side of the city ledger to the revenue side for just a minute. Could you give us unfortunately, don't have enough time to do this justice, but a real quick update on where we are with hiring a new business development manager. How's that search going right now? What stage are we in?
Well, we had our redevelopment manager retire recently, and we're not filling that position because, as I think anybody who's well-informed enough to be listening to your show knows, the state has stepped in, and in exchange for not abolishing redevelopment agencies, which was the governor's proposal, redevelopment agencies have had to fork over very large checks to Sacramento. It's kind of blood money. Our check this year is $1.2 million.
Ouch.
So it's supposed to go down next year, but that's, of course, based upon the state budget getting better next year, and who knows how that will go. So we're not replacing that position, but our economic development team includes four key people. One is our business ombudsman. And that's a part-time role, but it's a role that sometimes our business ombudsman is doing full-time, and sometimes he's working on other things, depending upon the flow of concern from local businesses. And an ombudsman, of course, is a Scandinavian term. He's the guy who anybody who has an issue with us, with the county, he's the guy who helps people find the right door to knock on, and goes with them to make sure that that our business people, both new and existing, get a fair hearing.
Now, this is an important point. Who is our current ombudsman?
Alex Herrera, and Alex is available at any time to our local businesses. All of the council members and the Chamber of Commerce use him when they get an earful from a business person who says, "Gosh darn city, blah blah blah," and sometimes it turns out it is our fault. And many times it turns out it's not. It's the county health department, or it's a contractor who's blaming the city because he's behind. All kinds of reasons. But when it is our problem, Alex is the one who works to get it straightened out, and he's done a great job on that.
So Alex is one of the members of the team. Who are some of the other members?
We have Joey Briglio, who runs our incubator, our high-tech incubator, which has grown to 17 new companies and had its first graduate, first company that got too big for the incubator.
And so moved out.
Now up to 12 employees and moved out, but still here in Ventura.
And which company is that?
It's a company called The Trade Desk, and they trade advertising, online advertising. They hope to become the Dow Jones Industrial Average of internet
advertising. Online advertising. Wow, that's great.
Eric Wallner specializes in the whole creative field, and so he's the one who, with the Downtown Visitors Organization, the Chamber of Commerce, put together last year's Ventura Food Week and Ventura Music Week, both of which were incredibly successful and are going to be repeated. And so he's worked very hard to retain and attract businesses in the creative fields, which is a strong area of growth for us here in Ventura, even in a down economy. And then finally, the key person is Jeff Lambert, our community development director, who is not a guy who ever takes no for an answer. He's remarkably aggressive. In fact, last week he spent a couple of days down in San Diego working on lining up deals, and he's meeting with Marriott tomorrow morning, who are moving forward with a hotel project on Seaward and the freeway.
And we're going to have to leave it there. My guest has been Rick Cole, Ventura City Manager. Rick, we'll have to have you back to discuss other issues. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks.